Okay, well, that means it is showtime. Good evening, everybody. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. Maria Roberts right here, Daryl Roberts here. We're going to have Todd Strand on in just another couple of seconds or so. Guys, we're pumped up and excited about what's happening in the business. And I can just tell you with the energy, you hear my voice right now, something big is happening. And every day, you know, we're talking to new people, signing up new people. New people are joining the business. We're going to share some of those stories of some pretty major players that have come on the team and come into the whole company as in general as well. And what does it really take to be successful? You know, I think some of the principles of being successful in our industry, especially with P2S Travel, they're pretty simple. And I think some of the basic things that people don't do or consistently do keeps them from reaching their full potential. So throughout this call, guys, we're going to ask some questions. I get a chance to interview Todd. He's going to throw some questions back at us as well. Why have we taken off so fast with this company? How have we been in this industry for 30 years full-time without having a job, being full-time in this industry, going to all the baseball games, and doing all the things that our family gets to do in this amazing industry? And we're going to share some of those things that we do and why they're successful, and hopefully you will understand if you do these things, if you understand monkey see, monkey do, and you have some persistence, ladies and gentlemen, your life can definitely explode. And it's so easy, and I'm careful how I say the word easy, but it's easier with P2S Travel than any other company that I've seen in my 30 years. And that's, you know, indicative of the mega, mega players that are now coming to our company. And I think over the next 6 months, it's going to be absolutely a run on Wall Street, so to speak, because of the excitement and energy of what's going on. So I want to see if my special guest, Mr. Todd Strand, are you on the call with us tonight?
I am here, Joe. Can you hear me?
I am here, and Maria wants to say hi as well.
Hi, Todd. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Ms. Maria. Great to be here.
Well, thank you, Todd. Todd, you know we're having a lot of success. A lot of people are changing their lives, are in the process of changing their lives. And there's a few things people need to do on a consistent basis to create a frenzy in their business. And those are some of the things and questions I'm going to be asking you, and I know you're going to shoot some questions back at us as well. What creates success in this industry? And I only want to talk about the industry because some of the things that, you know, you've come up with and ideas that Dave and the company, the advisory board, which Maria and I are fortunate and proud to be a part of as well, have come up with some ideas that Dave has embraced, as well as Dave has just come up with amazing ways to run this company that make this easier than any other company that we've been in 30 years for me, about 25 for Maria. Let's start right there. What makes us different than any direct sales or network marketing company out there in terms of, you know, the compensation package and the service that our company delivers? Let's start there. First question.
Well, I would say twofold. I mean, number one, obviously our pricing on travel is unbelievable. I mean, even if you compare us to some of the other direct selling travel companies that are out there, I mean, we're, you know, even cheaper than those guys. But even the price to become a consumer, I mean, we're the only company given a 30-day free trial. It's only $12 a month thereafter. So even on the product side, that's completely different than any other direct selling company out there. Then on the other side, you got the compensation structure, you know, where we have a 10x pay plan. You know, historically in our industry, you know, most companies pay $4 to $5 per month per distributor. So if you had a team of 50 people, I mean, you're looking at an income of $200 to $250 bucks a month. And that's what's built this industry. Don't get me wrong. It's a phenomenal industry. I mean, we are 20 times the size of the NFL. I mean, this industry is booming by leaps and bounds all over the world. And it was built on paying people $4 to $5 per month per distributor. But then when you look at our company, that same group of 50 people doesn't earn you $200 to $250. It earns you over $2,400 a month. I mean, there's just never been a compensation plan like this where we can show people how to have success so quickly. And obviously, you know, for me, I always tell people that networking doesn't become real until you get in the comma club. And that's when you have a check with a comma in it. At that moment, you know, this is a meaningful piece of income to that household, that they begin to take their business more seriously. People who say, hey, how long you been in that thing? How you doing? And they hear the answer, you know, people start to take them more seriously. Suddenly it becomes a real business. It's not just something making a couple $100 a month. Not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's incredible. But obviously when it's a couple grand a month, I mean, that's, you know, obviously out of this world incredible, especially when it's just part-time, you know, residual income on top of what it is they currently do for a living.
Well, absolutely. You're right. There's no question about it. So that sets the standard for our company and what's out there, the compensation plan, the products and the services that we definitely have. So first of all, you have to understand what you actually have in your hands. And Todd, what I've seen, what Maria has seen over the years is that people in direct sales network marketing, they don't have success because I think one of the reasons is that they try it. They go into the business with a, well, hey, we're going to give it a try. Hey, that looks pretty good. Hey, that comp plan is amazing. Oh, that travel industry is $8 trillion. I think I'm going to go ahead and give it a try and kind of hope this is the one that really, you know, takes us to the level that we want to go with. Why is that a wrong attitude? I call it a million-dollar attitude versus, you know, the $249 attitude. If you, of course, have the million-dollar attitude, you're going to do everything that you need to do. The $249, you're going to kind of put your toe in the water, hope you're going to swim. You're going to, you know, try it out, talk to four or five people, and depending on if those four or five are get excited about it, your business is going to move forward. If those four or five don't get excited about it, well, then we don't see that person anymore. They don't get plugged in. We never hear from them. They don't call us. So what is the mentality of people like yourself that have been successful for years and years and decades in this industry? Not at the beginning. You had to earn your stripes. But, you know, the people that have been successful, Marie and I have done amazing things. When I think we met you, and I think you still were our upline in that company, I mean, we were up to about $80,000, between $75,000 and $80,000 per month. Well, that wasn't by accident. It was on purpose. Why do people like us and people like you and other leaders that are flocking to our company reach that mega success? Some people say, it's because you've been in the business for a long time. Well, that may be part of it, but just like your story was pretty amazing in the beginning where nothing happened, you made no money, and mine was pretty much the same way until I learned some of the skill sets, but I stayed long enough to get to that point. So based on that, what creates success? Why do those of us that rise to the top? It wasn't that we started out in network marketing and we just was at the top producer. We were at the bottom. We were in the meetings. We were taking notes. We were on conference calls just like this, consistently building a business. What can you add to that as far as what makes a person go from zero to hero in a period of time?
Well, dude, I think you're touching on the holy grail of what separates, you know, people who make big money from people who, yeah, that was that thing I joined one time and it didn't work. And I think that really, reasons come before answers. And it's when you decide, and it all comes down to a decision. When you have a determined decision, I am, in fact, going to succeed at this. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how many books I have to read. I don't care how many seminars I have to attend. I don't care how many people I have to talk to. I'm going to make a decision that, yes, in fact, I am going to succeed in this industry. I'm going to succeed at this business. And, of course, anybody who knows, you know, my personal story, you touched on it. I had a lawn and landscape company that I started when I was 13 years of age. And so, I mean, I was a rich little kid in high school. I mean, I actually had guys working for me. I mean, hamburgers for everybody. When I got out of high school and I borrowed $100,000 from the Small Business Administration, and so, you know, here I am, you know, 19 years old, and we're growing the business. Next thing you know, we got 10 trucks on the road, 25 guys. Well, when I first saw network marketing, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. No employees, no warehouses, no bookkeeping, do business around the world. I was reading all the articles. This industry was an up-and-coming thing. I told my brother, you can have this lawn and landscape thing. I'm going to do network marketing. And I went flat broke. I mean, flat broke. We're talking macaroni and cheese broke. I mean, I ran out of money. I was living in the basement of some guys I had recruited into my downline. And so, I mean, obviously, it didn't just take off for me. I mean, I wasn't just this prodigy that got in and, oh, man, everybody just lined up. And, I mean, when I did my very first testimonial ever on a conference call line, I was so nervous. I stuttered so bad, I absolutely blew it. I mean, it was horrible. It was horrific. I was just fortunate enough. The company was desperate enough. They invited me back. And so I got to do another one, and I got to do another one. And so mine was a very slow, grueling, process of kind of learning what does it take to become successful. in network marketing. I mean, learning to do three-way calls, learning that I cannot be a prophet in my own land, learning I cannot be the deliverer of the information. You know, I mean, it took me a while to kind of learn all that stuff. And so I was a very slow process, but guess what? I was determined. I mean, I was committed. I mean, my friends probably thought I needed to be committed, right? I mean, what's Strand doing? He's just absolutely determined to go make this business work. And eventually it did work because I stuck with it. And I've always wanted someone to come up and say, Todd, tell me, how'd you do it? It was really simple. I talked to a few thousand people. And so when you're so committed to something that you're talking to anyone and everyone and you're running the numbers every day, hey, guess what? You are, in fact, going to become successful. So it comes back to reasons come before answers. It comes back to making that decision that, in fact, I want to be a success. Because when you make that decision and you determine, obviously, this is not rocket science. Okay, we're not becoming astronauts here. We're not becoming astrophysicists here. We're not doing brain surgery. We're simply going out there and doing peak pass plug, right? Asking someone a simple question. Do you like to travel? If I could show you how to do it for pennies on the dollar, plugging them in, having them watch a video, and then getting them on the phone with an upline, right? Now, again, I'm a slow learner. It took me a while to kind of figure that out. But I was determined to. And because I was determined and I was persistent and consistent and I wanted it so bad I could taste it, that's the reason eventually I've had success in the business. And anybody can do the same thing, but it has to start with that decision. Now, I mean, Daryl and Maria, that's kind of my version. I mean, what do you think it's been for you guys?
Well, Todd, it's the exact same thing that you just explained, and I was just thinking of the parallel with Aaron. I remember when Aaron first started playing baseball, guys, I have videos of the coaches first teaching him how to swing, and it was just he didn't know. It was just totally ridiculous. You guys see his videos now hitting home runs and triples and doubles and just playing phenomenal now. But when you take a look at when he first started, and at some point in time at one of these conventions, that's going to be part of my training. It's not where you start. It's where you end up. And in between is what makes you go from point A to point B. But I just look at him when he first started. He didn't, the first game we went to, we were late registration. So the coach said, okay, our first game is tomorrow. So he had no practice. He and I had no gloves to play back and forth. We didn't really play catch or any of that type of stuff because I was a basketball guy growing up, not a baseball guy. And we ended up going to that game, and coach had his uniform. We had to go get pants and that stuff, and we got it the night before. And so we're thinking he's going to just sit on the side, and play next week, after he goes to a few practices. But, nope, it wasn't that way what was the name of the league?
I know, I can't.
NYS Baseball League out here. And so he said, nope, everybody plays. And I said, well, he has never played baseball before. And so it was his turn to get up. I think he was batting 12 out of the 12 people. Everybody batted. And his first thing, inclination was to, when he went up to bat, he stood on the plate. That's kind of X marks the spot, right? And we have video of the coach pulling him off the plate. And ironically, he actually got a hit, swung the bat, got a hit, ran the first base, and he stuck on it like glue. It's like it had glue on it instead of running through it. But that was because he was brand new. But now you forward, 7-8 years from now, and the kid's a superstar. And what happened in those 7-8 years of him going from not knowing anything to becoming, a sought-after baseball player? Well, it's pretty simple. He put in the work. We ended up putting hours in every day, every couple of days, 2-3 hours out there. And I just would hit them ground balls. I'd hit them pop flies. We would practice batting with tees and just learning. We were asking questions, didn't know to go get a coach. Then we finally became of age and understood, hey, you can actually get a coach, private outside of the baseball to actually teach you. We put in hours and hours and hours where most people would come home and play video games and do all the things normal kids would do. We were out at the park. I'd pick them up from school from 3 o'clock, and we would actually go out, and I would just hit them grounder after grounder after grounder. I remember the day he decided he wanted to be an infield. I'd hit him a couple grounders, and they bounced up, and they hit him, and he actually started to cry. And I said, Aaron, you're going to make a decision right here today, is that if you want to play the infield, that's what's going to happen. Balls are going to bounce, and balls are going to hit you, and it's going to hurt like heck. or you can go to the outfield and they hit them and you just run them down and you catch them. What do you want to do? I remember that question. And I remember that time. Remember, Maria?
I was on the field too. Yeah.
Maria was there. She was kind of crying because her son was getting hit with these balls. And he said, "Dad, I want to play infield." And from that point on, he never, ever cried again. It was just amazing when he made that decision. You either go infield or outfield. We're not going to go back and forth today. Ironically, just Friday, he actually got hit in the wrist, you know, in practice. You know, a ball took a bad bounce. And he has a huge, nasty bruise. But I can assure you, he did not cry from that. So my point is that we went through a period of busting our butt, going from not being able to swing to striking out to not doing it and not being successful to now being majorly successful and getting college scholarship offers and potentially, you know, pro offers over the next couple of years. Well, in that period of time, we busted our butt. He worked his butt off, and I was his coach. I was there every single step of the way until we got other coaches that would help him as well. But even with those other coaches, you know, he and I spent 2-3 hours a day doing what we needed to do. And, Todd, that's no different than right now. People get into this business, and they just think, well, somebody else will put some people in for me, or, you know, I can make this thing happen by talking to one person every other year. And it just doesn't work that way. It works the way you just described it, the way Aaron went from point A to point B, becoming a major player here and hopefully even a better player down the road by putting in the work, putting in the effort, struggling, striking out, missing, throwing bad pitches, learning how to do the things and going through the process of what needed to be done to become successful. So, Todd, that's it. There is no secret. I just know that you and I talk every single day. Guys, if you're taking notes right now, I want to be clear on this. Some of you guys are just so comfortable that in your business or your job that you currently have, and you may not be comfortable. You might be below comfortable, but because you've done it for year after year after year and you're able to pay your bills and maybe do something with the family every once in a while, this extra work is tough. And just like in baseball, a lot of kids that were with Aaron at NYS and in Little League, those guys don't play anymore because they didn't put in the time. And now Aaron was just asked to go to an MLB coaching session with some of the top former baseball pitching pros to teach him even how to go to another level. But it's because of his work ethic and putting in the time when nobody sees him to when they go to the game and see him hit a 550-foot bomb, you know, over center field or left field. That's the difference, Todd, and people don't put in the time, and it will be a shame to not do that with this amazing company. That's what I have to say about that, and I know it works with us, with P2S. It works in baseball. It works with anything in life that you want to become successful. You got to bust your butt. I just think P2S is something easily anybody can do. Not everybody can hit a 550-foot, you know, monster bomb, you know, over the fence. But everybody can do the simple things we do here.
Yeah, boy, dear, and I love that story because obviously you know that our daughter played softball, and you know we built her a batting cage in the backyard, and you know I mean she went from being you know the bench warmer to eventually she set the home run record at her college, and it's because we had lights in the batting cage. I mean every night we batted and batted. She won every batting contest from when she was young. And everybody knew, oh, yeah, Strands was you know, pitching her 70-mile-an-hour fastballs in the backyard since she was, you know, eight years old. But, I mean, yeah, chance favors the prepared mind. That was our expression. Chance favors who? And she could answer, the prepared mind. Are you prepared? I mean, we would back there rehearse. And I'm only throwing that in there so you would know that, you know, this is not a unique story for Aaron. I mean, he's not just some prodigy. This stuff works when you're determined and you run the numbers. Well, you know, I hear people, Daryl, say, man, Todd, you're so good on conference calls. Well, go back to that first company I got involved with. This is back when they first started doing, you know, conference calls. You know, before that, they were, like, super expensive. It was, like, 28 cents per minute per person to be on a line. And companies only did conference calls every once in a while. But back in the early 90s, you know, you could actually, you know, buy for, like, $800 a month. You could have a bridge platform. Of course, now today it's free. But back then, you know, companies began to buy bridges, and they were doing conference calls every night. And that was, like, something brand new. It was like, wow, I mean, these companies are doing conference calls all the time. So I went to our company and said, hey, we ought to be doing that. He goes, well, I'll pay for the line if you do the conference calls. Well, Daryl, I'd never done a conference call in my life. I mean, I just got done blowing the testimonial. Well, I ended up doing conference calls twice a night seven nights a week, right? Twice a night, seven nights a week. I mean, for the first 5 years of my networking career, guess what? I got better. I mean, I've blown more calls than most people have ever done. And so it's no different than Aaron with baseball or softball or you. You just got to run the numbers. And if you get out there and start talking to prospects every single day, I mean, if you're talking to even just minimum two people a day, that means you're probably talking to, you know, let's call it, you know, 50 people, of, you know, 50 people a month. If you're talking to 50 people a month, that means you're talking to at least 600 people per year. If you're talking to 600 people per year, you're going to get better. And if you want to get better faster, up the numbers. I mean, if you want to get better faster, double your rate of failure. Up the numbers. I mean, start talking to four a day. That way you're talking to, you know, you're doubling your the numbers that you're talking to. You're talking to 1,200 a year. And if you're talking to 1,200 a year, some of it you're just going to stumble into a Daryl and Maria. You're going to stumble in, you know, to other people, and you're going to become a success. But it starts with making that decision that you, in fact, want it. And again, reasons come before answers. I mean, if you have the why, you'll figure out the how. I know that Daryl and Maria, they have the why. They never wanted to go work a traditional corporate job. I've never had a job myself, ever. Never wanted one. I mean, I absolutely love my life, being able to work from home. I mean, I have six Saturdays, one Sunday. I mean, I think I'm one of the luckiest guys on the entire planet. And because, you know, even if you like look at Warren Buffett's story, you know, here he is, you know, worth $75 billion. And, you know, the guy drives a car that's 8 years old. He eats at McDonald's every day. I mean, he lives in a house he bought 42 years ago, meaning you can only do so much with the money. The biggest thing he talks about is he has time freedom. He's able to do what he wants, when he wants, with whom he wants, because he wants. I have the same thing. Daryl and Maria have the same thing. You don't have to become worth $75 billion to get your life back. You just have to learn how to peak, pass, plug, okay? And any one of you could quickly replace the income you currently have. And when I say quickly, over the course of the next, let's call it 12, 24, 36 months of diligent effort, and then suddenly now you're able to, you know, be in control of your time, control of your life, control of doing the things you want to do. But again, you have to make that decision. You have to want it. If you don't want it, there's nothing magical that we're going to stand here tonight that's probably going to cause it to happen for you. You have to start with that decision. So, hey, Daryl, I think you hit the holy grail of topics there. So I know we kind of belabored at this point, but I'll throw it back over to you.
Well, Todd, I think this, you know, there's certain things people have to understand before you get to the nitty-gritty, because like you said, you know, the what we actually do, share product, opportunity, build for events, self-improve, and teach to teach people to do what we do, those things are really rudimentary. They're simple. If you do them over and 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 over again, you're going to get good. Now, it just depends on what your goals and what your objectives are in life. Are you willing to do it one or two times and, oh, this doesn't work, quit, I'm done? Or are you going to do it 10 or 15 times? Are you going to do it until you succeed? Now, Maria wanted to get in on this because, again, if you can't get, ladies and gentlemen, past this point that Todd and I are making here, and Maria wants to chime in, she's pulling the phone right now, then you can't have success. We're going to talk about some of the things. Todd even mentioned peak, pass, and plug. It's on the team site. I've wore that video out 1,000 times, the audio, 8 minutes, and if you haven't done it, again, that just talks about where you are as far as really what you want to do. But, Maria, I know you wanted to chime in on the same subject, but it's important, so take the time.
Yeah, definitely. Good evening, everyone. And, you know, this really, I mean, when I think back to even when I first started in this industry as well, just being able to understand the duplication factor, that was really key in knowing, you know, what my sponsors were doing, watching what they did at presentations, watching what they did in the meeting room, everything. And they say that, you know, imitation, I know we're saying duplication, but imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And that's all that I tried to do when I was younger growing up in this industry, is just imitate what my mentors or my trainers and everybody was doing, because they pushed me right into training when I got started. When I sat in a meeting room, and back then, you can't do it now, but back then they used to pass around a notebook, those sheet protectors of people's checks, where you could actually see the checks and do that, but they don't do that now. But back then they did, and that was something that motivated, that was the motivator that made me want to duplicate and follow my sponsors and see what they were doing to make
you
sure that
I
wanted that money. So that, you know, that was just something that I remember.
And
that
then you just married me.
Good one, Daryl. You married me. Okay. But here's what's really cool about it. Just being able to understand and know the duplication factor was really key as well. But, you know, a lot of that had to do with personal growth and growing through the industry and understanding it and growing up with it and just knowing that the industry that you're in and being proud and reading and, you know, researching, doing all the things that you want, but through persistence and commitment to personal growth, you know that you can win. The first thing that you have to understand is to decide what you want. I mean, so many people see the world just as, you know, Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday is the reward. So that's how people see the world. They don't think of a year in advance or 5 years in advance or 10 years down the road because they're so busy trying to figure out how to get to Friday night. You have to really take some time to figure out what it is that you really want, seriously want. That makes a difference in the world, to really figure out what you really want and not just follow the regular routine that's put in front of you, like if only I can make it to Friday. But that's the reality for most people. So deciding what you want is a really big deal. And think and really understand that most people don't do that. So how are you going to travel somewhere if you don't look at a map, right? Most people live life without any type of direction. So how is it that you're supposed to hit a goal that you don't have? It's like getting in your car and driving and having no destination. You're never going to get there. You have to find out what you really want and then build a plan from there. It's critical to put that daily structure in place and actually follow the steps. And Daryl and I have spoken about this before, where you're either out there as a wandering generality or you're being a meaningful specific. That's my 10 cents, Daryl.
Maria, that was powerful. Again, guys, if you don't get this part, then you won't get to making, you know, $1,500 a month, $2,400 a month, $10,000 a month, $50,000, or whatever your goal is. You know, most people are wandering generalities. We say that and we kind of move on, but a wandering generality is someone who signs up, they don't call the sponsor, they don't call the upline, they don't plug into the team site to at least learn the basics, the schedules and those things. They don't put a game plan together. They don't secure their future by getting an understanding of really what they have in their hands. So tonight, don't be a wandering generality. If you've been that, Zig Ziglar taught us that 25 years ago, you want to be a meaningful specific. And Todd, what would you consider a meaningful specific? Now, I'll hit it first. It's someone who communicates, and this is just, there's so many different variations from this, but I'm telling you what we've done, what we do, how we have success in this industry. A meaningful specific is someone like Marie and I communicating with Todd and Dave and other leaders literally daily. I'm on the phone with Todd 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day. Sometimes it's more. Very rarely is it less. It's less sometimes, but over a 30-day period, you know, 20 of those days, I'm on the phone with him 10 times a day. We're doing three-way calls. We're talking strategy. We're putting things together. We're doing that. That's one thing, a meaningful specific. I had Todd on the phone this morning at the baseball game with one of the new superstars, Angela, out of the Northern California.
Angelina.
And I just put the phone on mute, and Todd did this his thing, and they got to meet, and she's going to be using me and Todd as conference calls. But Todd, a meaningful specific is what I call you, me, others that are successful in our industry. What are some of the things that would make a person a meaningful specific? What are some of the criteria? What are they doing?
Well, I like it when people, you know, control the things you can control. And I think the number one thing, the number one decision anybody who wants to become successful can make is, how many prospects am I going to talk to each and every single day? You know, what is my strategy? What is my plan? Meaning, you can't just say, well, maybe I'll get to it. I mean, hey, you got to look at your calendar. Hey, when am I going to do this prospecting? Over lunch, in the morning, on the way to work, on the way home from work, that when I get home, I mean, do I have a plan, you know, for when I'm going to try to reach out to various people? And then do I have a target number of how many people I'm looking to talk to each and every single day? And I'm so committed to that number that I will not let the day end until I hit that number. You know, I'm committed to having so many people on the conference call. I'm committed to having at least one three-way call with Daryl and Maria every single day. I mean, these are specific things that you can, in fact, control, things you can make happen. And if you do that day after day after day, to me, everything else will take care of you, you know, take care of itself.
Well, absolutely. But Todd, that makes a huge difference. Here's one of the things Maria and I did. We're in the middle of this 30-day calendar, and that's why we've brought in over 10 people. We're going to be bringing another 10 in, you know, over the next 30-day or next half a month, 15, 2 weeks from now as well, and our pipeline is full. But here's what we did, and here's what you can do. Now, we've talked about this on our Monday calls, our Monday morning GoPro Monday morning afternoon wake-up call, if you will. And Maria, I want you to hit this point because, again, it's not by accident that we are in our situation. It is on purpose. I know a guy by the name of Master Samuel Scott. It's not an accident that he's one of the very top martial artists in the world. He had a game plan. He had a desire. He's a meaningful, specific. He went after it, and the guy is world-renowned because of that attitude. And you apply that to our company here, and some of you can't because you're just, you know, too comfortable, and you don't want to come out that comfort zone. We're not asking you to come completely out. We just want you to stretch it a little bit to the side, stretch it a little bit up. And if you do that, you're going to make a lot of money with this company. And even more important than that, or just as important, you're going to help other people. But here's something that we just did, and you can do as well.
That's right. And you know what's so neat is that you can do this right away. And this is also part of that communication thing, because if we don't know what your time frame that you have to commit to this business, what your goals are, and just that commitment, you know, oh, Daryl Marie, I only have 10 hours this week. Okay, well, let's make that 10 hours work, but here's how you do it.
That's enough.
The first thing that you're going to do is get out a 30-day calendar, right? You're going to make that 30-day commitment, but take out the calendar, because here's what you're going to do first. You're going to mark off the times on the calendar when you have to sleep and when you have to work. So you take all that stuff off the board there. Then you're going to have a business meeting with your family and discuss with them that for the next 30 days you're going to put a hold on all the extracurricular activities, spending all time outside of work and sleep to work on your retirement business plan, P2S Travel. Now, once you have the family on board, make the commitment and then make it happen. But the first thing comes first is that you do have to mark off the time so that you know how much time you have to spend on your P2S
How was the time? Am I going to do it at lunchtime? Am I going to do it before work, after work, or accommodation, et cetera?
So what's the reason for this 30-day, you know, calendar commitment? Well, it's all about identifying and making the time to work your business. Now, if you think about it, if this step is bypassed, all the great intentions will be disrupted by life, right? They say that, I don't want to say that saying, a day will go by, a week, a month, a lifetime, life happens, and without setting the time and setting a 30-day time frame and commitment for getting this done, it's just not going to get done, period, end of story. So let me just say it another way. If you had a second part-time job with an employer because you needed the money, when your employer hands you the work schedule, would you say to them, you know, you couldn't work on Thursday night because you're going to be in a bowling league, or you couldn't work Saturday morning because that's when you play golf with your buddies, or you couldn't work Tuesday night because that's when you get together with your friends every week to play cards? I mean, really, if it meant missing a family event because you had to work, would you not show up? So Daryl and I, we're not suggesting that you miss a family member's wedding or something that's super important. All we're suggesting is that your retirement is serious business. A lot of people take P2S Travel, sometimes they do as like a hobby. It's just like, oh, let me go do that thing. This is not like that. This is, for Daryl and I, a serious business. And if we're going to truly look at setting your retirement up in the next 30 to 90 days, it's not going to happen unless we make time for it.
Wow. Guys, again, that's all we did. If you need some help, start communicating. I've said it earlier. Todd and I are on the phone every single day, multiple times. And let me preface that. I'm 30 years in this industry, supposed to know what I'm doing, and I do, but I'm still on the phone with a coach. We're still bouncing ideas by one another, still doing three-way conference calls. How can we make the group move faster? How can we help people put more money in their pocket? What do we need to do on the conference call? What type of trainings do we need to ask? So, Todd, it's pretty amazing. If P2 people actually plan things out, things are going to absolutely go well for them. So, guys, I want to know, what is it that you want? You know, I'm going to help you out with one goal, but if it's not yours, that's okay. You figure whatever it is you want. And if I'm not a mind reader, I'm not a psychic, I can only – Todd knows what I want because we talk every single day. And I don't know what you want because probably most times we don't talk every day, every week, maybe, you know, whatever time we actually get on the phone. But if you increase the communication, if you increase and you know exactly where you want to go, we can definitely help you get there. There's a ton of leaders coming into this company. We'll talk about that in just a quick second. But what is it that you want? So one of the goals you can put down, guys, January 26th, 27th-ish, you guys can see it in your back office, are to be there shortly. There's going to be another two-star event. Are you going to be on the sidelines back home again, moping around, doing something else, trying to watch TV on demand or whatever, doing a blitz, or what do they call it when you watch over and over and over different things?
Binge.
Doing a binge. Or are you going to be in Vegas where they're taking you out to unbelievable dinner, taking you out to an unbelievable show, taking you and giving you an unbelievable championship ring and putting you up in an unbelievable five-star hotel? So it's either going to be one of those two. And what you do between now and the decisions that you make, the plan that you put, and the action that you take, and the execution is going to be, are you hanging out with us here in Vegas, and Todd and I and Maria, chilling, having fun, getting recognized, or are you going to be binging at home because you feel bad, have some ice cream and some cake, and you're watching The Young and the Hopeless or whatever, you know, daytime show or whatever show is out there these days. That's it. So here's what I want from you. And I know most people won't do this, and it's only a few are chosen. Many are called, but it said a few are chosen. I want your ring size. I want you to get to a jeweler, get to somewhere where you can actually get your ring size. And I want you to email that because I want to know what your ring size. If you're going to have a ring coming out here on the 27th, and guys, I think our group probably will have 15, 20 people of getting rings this time, and you could be in that number. And a lot of times it's not about you. It's about being in the right place at the right time. Some of you are getting people dropped underneath you that, you know, could literally explode this business in a way. It's because you made a decision. So you did something right, and that's making the decision to get started. But I want your ring size. I want to know what your ring size is, and we want to put it down so we can actually have it ready as soon as you get to two-star that you can go to the next level. You can email Maria at 702travel.com, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, at 702travel.com. If you don't get a reply back, that means it didn't get to us, and we'll reply back. We want to put a file together, but that would be a great goal, and there's plenty of time to go two-star between now and then. Some of you guys are going to go on the piggyback of one of the legs we're building, and all you've got to do is 25 people. And I can assure you, 99% of you have never had an opportunity to build a group of just 25 people and get a ring and all the stuff we just talked about. Now, I want to make sure clear, you got to build both legs, but some of you guys are going to have some huge advantages as we move forward, closing out this year and as we go into next year, just because of the effort we're putting in and the timing that you in are in with this company. So that is unbelievable. Hey, Todd, what is one question that people ask you all the time that can actually help the group or an individual that's listening tonight that wants to be in that number, that wants to have success? And after this, guys, we're going to close it out with a couple of things you can do and the rejections and the enemies that you're going to run into. But Todd, what are some of the things that people ask you all the time? And if they would follow this simple plan of action or this one truth, they would make their business explode for them. What would that be?
Well, I think probably the most popular question you hear again and again is, well, you know, what do I say to prospects? I mean, you know, how do I approach them? What do I say? You know, how do I get them, you know, involved? How do I get them on a three-way? I think that most people kind of maybe unsure what to say, what to do. It's probably the number one lingering thing that pops up in people's minds, you know, for the ones who want to become successful.
Absolutely. No question about it, guys. Well, Again, you're hearing the basics of what we do, because people say, well, Daryl, tell me exactly what I need to do. Well, Todd was just talking about that. We share product. You either know how to do that or you don't. And I can tell you, Todd and I are strategizing on some ways to even help that come to fruition more than most. And then, how to share the opportunity. Guys, these are easy things. You have 7 days a week where you have presentations that you can plug people into. We've got an 18-minute presentation of Todd. Maria and I have about a 30-minute presentation. Those are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you're not using them, it's like you have a car that has 350 horsepower, and instead of using the car, it's like you're going down the road on a donkey. I mean, I want that to resonate with you. Yeah, put that in your brain. You've got a 350 horsepower car, but you are moving down the road on a donkey. And if you do that, you're going to get run over. Maria's over here looking at me, shaking her head, just laughing. She said, oh, really, Daryl, where'd you come up with that one at? But that's the truth, Maria. You got a 350-pound. It's a
great visual.
It's a visual. She actually sees that. Well, but see yourself in the car, not the donkey.
No,
okay.
I'm seeing myself. I just saw the visual.
She saw the visual. So, guys, know the schedule. Get plugged in. We share product. You either know how to do that or not. If you don't, it is on the team site, successteamsite.com, www.successteamsite.com. Click on successteamsite.com. Go to the training. You can click on the schedule. We've got some resources. We've got some things there, and we're going to keep expanding the site. More leaders are joining the company, but there's four enemies that we face. So before I do that, share product, share opportunity, we build for events, and we self-improve and teach to teach. Those are the five things. I kind of put the self-improve and teach to teach together. That makes all the difference in the world. But I want you to know this is what's going to happen, and this is what knocks so many people out of our business. It could have knocked me out, but I decided this wasn't going to affect me. It hurt for a little while, but I got over it because the guys told me this was going to happen. And when these enemies hit me, it didn't affect me. It did, but it only affected me for a minute or two. Most people get affected for a year or two. Number one, you're going to have rejection. People are going to say no. They don't understand that network marketing, MLM, is larger than the National Football League. It's larger than the movie industry. It's larger than the National Basketball Association. It's larger than most businesses and entities that are out there. Guys, where did I get that? Well, obviously I've known that, but I was on the training yesterday with Ephraim, and he hit that point really hard. Well, Daryl, why are you on the training? Your group is growing. You've made millions of dollars in this industry. You've done incredible things. Why are you getting on a Saturday training with Ephraim? Well, because I can learn something that can help me go to the next level. And that's the difference between us and others. That's the difference between a ball player that continues to play at a high level in high school. Aaron played varsity his freshman year. He started varsity his freshman year. That was no accident. You going two-star, you going three-star, four-star ambassador, and all the way up to the very top of our company, It's not going to be by accident. It's going to be on purpose. But you're going to run into rejection. People just aren't going to get it. So what? The guy told you on the phone from Las Vegas, that's what's going to happen because some people just don't care, and they heard this or they heard that, but they don't know. People like Warren Buffett is involved in this industry. You're going to have deception. People are going to tell you, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm going to help out. You can count on me. And they're not even going to show up. They're not going to do what they say they're going to do. So they're going to lie to you. It's deception. You will run into that. And then apathy. That's the big thing out there with most people. You know, they just, you know, it's just the way it is, and it's going to be the way it is. They just don't care. And then number four is going to hit you upside the head, and it's attrition. You're going to sign somebody up. You know, they get in the cage, the bell rings, the gate goes up, and they don't even get going. The attrition, they end up coming out. They quit the business. They get out of the business. So rejection, deception, apathy, attrition, we go through that. But my goals and desires are stronger than the adversity that we face. Therefore, thus with, we are moving forward with this company in a major way, no matter what. And that's the key to success. You make a decision, draw a line in the sand, and you go to the next level. Okay, so guys, let me know what you want. What are your goals? Do you want to be there on January 27th here in Vegas? Are you going to put in the effort? Are you going to put in the time? Are you going to plug into all the things? Do you want to have that beautiful ring? Maria has one because she has a group. I have one because I have a group as well. We both have them. So if you have a husband and wife, get two groups and then build both of them out. If we can do it, you definitely can. But we've given you the secrets. There's no secrets. It's just my strength and determination is more powerful than the crap and the adversity that I face. I love being at Aaron's game. I love being able to travel and go wherever he's playing, whether it's Utah, Arizona, California, Montana, Minneapolis, Minnesota, anywhere around the country or the world. Marie and I go to every single one of his games. We're the only parents that do that, and I feel great pride of doing that. And you can do it as well, but you got to put in the time. You got to pay the price. Well, Todd, I'm going to give you the last word here tonight. We want to help people grow their business. We want to help them go to the next level. We want to know what they want so that we can actually help them. We want to tell it like it is. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be crap. There's going to be people pulling at you and trying to get you out while others are fighting through and moving forward and living the life that they want to live. So, Todd, Marie and I, first of all, want to say thank you for joining us tonight and being a part of this training and hopefully motivating someone. We know we can't motivate people. People have to be self-motivated. We're clear on that. But at least they know some of the things it's going to take to create success. Communication is one of the biggest, and I thank you for it. Love you so much because of the communication. I'll talk to Todd at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be talking sometimes at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning as well, so and any time in between. But, Todd, you're going to get the last word here. What piece of advice, what would you give a person that has the rest of November, that has December, that has until almost the end of January to change their life if they're willing to put in the time? What advice would you have? And you got the final word. Thank all of you guys for joining us tonight. Todd, take it away, sir.
I think my biggest piece of advice is do it every day and be here 1 year from now. Do it every single day and be here 1 year from now. Because a big part of it is just developing the habit of success. When you heard, you know, Maria talk about breaking out the calendar, and we talk about, you know, every day you got to strive, because these are not habits. Most of you didn't have to think about brushing your teeth or taking a shower. You form that habit. You do it without even thinking. If you work out all of the time, I mean, if you're somebody who works out, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week, you don't have to think about working out. You don't do that debate on the couch, should I, shouldn't I, and the mental torture back and forth. You just go do it. It's just part of who you are and what you do. And there's a great book called The Power of Habit, written by Charles Duhigg. And in that book, they actually learned there was a famous patient where a weird virus actually kind of ate the center of the gentleman's brain. So he had no short-term memory, no long-term memory. However, when they went to study this individual at his home, he could get up, make himself eggs. He could even go out and walk around the block. Now, if you were to ask him, where's the bathroom? He couldn't tell you. If you were to ask him what street he lives on, he couldn't tell you. But that's when they learned that there's a part of our brain that records habit. We've done it so many times, we can do it without even thinking. And for most of you on the line, if you'll do it every day, and become successful. You'll do it without even thinking. It'll become automatic. And, you know, just, you know, even as, you know, you heard Gail and Maria, you know, cover some of the points, you'll be able to roll them off your tongue just like every single one of them. So, hey, I know we've been on this call. I appreciate it, Gail and Maria, you inviting me on. You guys are amazing. You're two of the best in the entire business. For everybody who's a part of your team, you are most fortunate to have incredible mentors, incredible leaders like them. So with that, Dale, Marie, I'll throw it back to you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Guys, just in closing, this audio will be on the front page by tomorrow on the successteamsite.com. So you want to listen to it again here, because sometimes you read a book and the 10th time you swear they put a new chapter in there. Well, that's the same way on the road to success. You're going to learn different things, even though you've gone over it a few times. You're going to hear it and hear the thing that you need, but it won't be the first or second time. It might be the fifth or tenth. So get your teams this. We'll email it out to everybody. Listen to it over and over again. We're going to do more of these type of trainings, but we're going to get even more specific on things you can do. But, guys, share product, share opportunity, build for event, self-improve, and your two-star and moving towards 3, 4, and ambassador and more. It really is that simple. For those of you that know about some of the other things that we're doing. Well, I'll take that offline to you guys as later. Marie and I, every Monday at 9 a.m. for about 15 minutes, we do a GoPro call. We're using the same number. We're not using the corporate number so that we can record them and we can put them up somewhere. But it's nothing like having these calls, listen to them live. 15-minute calls, little success nuggets that will make a big difference. Yeah. It is start your Monday, making it happen. I want to hear from you. I hope we didn't throw you guys too big of a curve. Aaron hit a big curve today, but I hope we didn't throw you guys too big of a curve. You guys are serious about success. We just want to tell it like it is, and I promise we'll be better next time. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight, and keep coming to the team site. God bless you.
Bye.